The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good morning, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. This is Warren Zevon.
It's Warren Zevon Day.
Well, I know it's Warren Zevon Day. Is this Warren Zevon?
Yes, it's Warren Zevon Day. Why would Kevin not play Warren Zevon on Warren Zevon Day?
Because he's a rebel. I'm just making sure.
You know, here is kind of my goal of the days, okay? Because I know some people have been all over on this. Some people like the idea of the days. Some people just want random music. Mm-hmm. We are the Thinking Man's show.
Yeah.
And as being the Thinking Man show, my hope is that if we play a different artist each day, just like that, you're going to hear some songs you may not have necessarily heard before. And you might say, wow, that was kind of interesting. We get this all the time. Hey, I heard your bumper music the other day at the 10:30 segment or whatever. What song was that? And people might say, I'd like to know more about that artist. I'd like to know more about what they were feeling. I'd like to become a more well-rounded individual.
Well, if that's the desired effect, can't we achieve that even if we just do random bump music?
No, because people will know it's a day, and they're going to know it's a day, and then it's a day they'll want to know more about that artist in question, because they'll know, hey, that was the Rolling Stones, which I'm sure we'll have a day. That was The Who.
Can tomorrow be Rolling Stones Day? Can tomorrow be Rolling Stones Day?
You guys are pushing my buttons. I don't know about that.
I'm calling it. Tomorrow's Rolling Stones Day.
At some point, I need my own day.
Yeah, Uno Gold Day. Uno Gold will have a day.
That or Arctic Monkeys or Viagra Boys.
That's fine. I think Uno Gold should have a day. But my point is, and we'll get to Mitch Daniels here in just a second, but I'm just trying to expand the horizons of our audience because we are the Thinking Man's show.
I'm sure they appreciate it, too. That is Rob Kendall. My name is Casey Daniels, and this is 93 WIBC. So Mitch Daniels, he's been on kind of a Goldilocks mission, huh? Finding out whether the Senate is just right. So he went to tour D.C. yesterday. He's trying to figure out whether running for the open Senate seat makes sense. He talked to all senators, a bunch of them, those that are happy, those that are frustrated. He wants to know if this is a good fit. He said, I'm not the least bit worried, honestly, about losing an election. I'm worried about winning it and regretting it for 6 years. He actually had a meeting with your good friend Todd Young, too, to discuss how it's going.
Yeah, and look, I've been very candid. I desperately want Mitch Daniels to get in the race, not because I'm some ecstatic Mitch Daniels voter, but I recognize the best way to hold our politicians accountable is to force them to go through as many tough elections as possible. And let's face it, in Indiana, whoever wins this primary is going to be the next U.S. Senator. Todd Young's campaign was a joke this past time, and he won overwhelmingly. So it doesn't matter what these people do once they're the nominee. They won't be held accountable. Look at the first thing the Duke of Spendingburg did once being reelected after, remember he was on the stop, when he was running, he was on the Stop Washington Waste Tour, and he was, a conservative this and Biden administration that. What's the first things he did? He teamed up with the Biden administration on a bevy of issues, including spending $1.7 trillion. Why? Because he wasn't ever held to account in a primary. He didn't have to make any specific promises to people. He didn't have to, have his back pushed up against the wall. He wasn't held to account for his votes. We need this primary because Jim Banks or Mitch Daniels need to be held accountable when they become a United States Senator. And the only way to get it, let's face it, Victoria Sparks is a joke. She's not going to effectively challenge Jim Banks. Trey Hollingsworth, maybe. Don't know if he wants it. Don't know if his dad has given him permission to spend a bunch of money to run for U.S. Senate yet. They're not going to get the accountability that you're going to get unless it is Mitch Daniels against Jim Banks, and that is what we need.
Okay, so you mentioned money. Daniels' advisors expect him to have about $50 million on the first day of his campaign, should he choose to run. But Mike Braun, running for governor, said that Daniels is wise to think long and hard before making the leap. So Daniels is in D.C. getting a vibe check, right? And Mike Braun seems like the guy who probably should have done the vibe check but didn't, because he got the Senate seat, got there, decided he didn't really like it, so now he's leaving, running for governor.
Yeah, so let me say this, and again, I am very, 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 very excited that, again, if Mitch Daniels runs for Senate, we'll get to spend a year and a half talking about the actual record of Mitch Daniels as governor and debunk many of the Paul Bunyan-esque legends or Johnny Appleseed type stories about Mitch Daniels. Mitch Daniels did do some good things as governor. He also did some really not so good things, and we'll talk about all that. But all that being said, I love what Mitch Daniels is doing here, because Mitch Daniels is letting Jim Banks know, I am the adult in the room. They're there, Junior. Oh, it's cute. You say you want to be a senator. I'll be the one deciding whether you get to be a senator or not. Listen to this quote. So, by the way, Adam Wrenn and Burgess Everett had the story in Politico. Hey, listen to this quote. This is so great. Quote, I'm not the least bit worried, honestly, about losing an election. I'm worried about winning it and regretting it for 6 years. Mm-hmm. That is a quote straight out of the mouth of Rob Kendall. That is exactly the way I would say it. He is totally owning Jim Banks. He is saying, I am the most important person here. I am the person who decides whether you live or die politically. And you're making me kind of angry by your obnoxious things your friends are putting out there and the ads by Club for Growth. I think this is, you ever seen the Rocky movies? You watch the Rocky movies?
Yeah.
This was like, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, they made another Rocky movie, and he's like 60 years old and he's running a restaurant somewhere. And this guy who's the world heavyweight champ loses to Rocky in a simulated boxing match. Like they do like a Rocky in his prime versus this guy in his prime. And the world heavyweight champ loses. So he gets mad and goes to Rocky's restaurant, and they try to convince Rocky to fight him in a heavyweight championship match. And Rocky, no, I don't want to do that. I'm retired. I don't want any of this anymore. And they keep basically insulting him or trying to entice him into running fighting to the point where he has to fight. And while I think if a movie's been out for 16 years, you can kind of...
There's no spoiler, alert.
He actually went, just like in the first one, he wins the fight even though on a judge's decision, he doesn't win the fight. Everybody knows he won the fight. This is like what it seems like. Like Jim Banks people, he should be having very stern meetings with those Club for Growth people, because that stupid ad that they ran against Mitch Daniels, who I don't think at the time was going to run.
That just got him fired up.
Because now Mitch Daniels has to run. Because Mitch, if you don't run, the narrative's going to be Jim Banks bullied you, he bullied an old man out of running for Senate. We all know you're going to win if you run. We all know you're going to win overwhelmingly if you run. We all know you'll squish Jim Banks like a bug. And quite frankly, for those 15 votes for Kevin McCarthy, Jim Banks needs to be squished by a bug. He needs to be taught a lesson. I need Mitch Daniels in this race, Casey. If you're not going to do it for yourself, Mitch, if you're not going to do it for the country, do it for Rob Kendall. Let's go.
Okay, so he said that he's going to make an announcement about whether he's going to run or not, possibly by this weekend, because he doesn't want to drag out the drama. He said, I don't like to keep people waiting. I don't like to dally. So you'll know something literally in a very short time. This is the final stage of my discovery process.
Do it.
Good for him. He's doing his due diligence. He's getting the vibe check. Do I really want this gig? Do I not want this gig? We may know by this weekend whether Mitch Daniels is going to run for Senate in Indiana.
Do it.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Warren Zevon Day rolls on.
Yeah!
Yes, I'll cry.